the tip, you know. He always leaves me alone. I mean, put the pad on. I mean,
pretty really. Can't be diamonds at that with their combs, aren't they?
Which one?
£90 on.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Snoopy and what's that here? Garfield.
And some sleepers.
Yeah.
Just
that's nice as well, Tracy.
I like that.
Isn't it nice? That's not expensive, but again, it can't be. Really, look at that bracelet. That's £340 one.
Oh, that's nice. Quite like that with that plain gold band.
That's nice.
Pound with all.
They've got an earrings. Well, that's nice, isn't it? Not so much, but oh, look at the things with the brooches.
Ages in.
Yeah. That'd be nice to get, like, for Teresa, because she never did get a pendant, did she?
It's a cold one.
Yeah.
I'd like to know though, in case it is anything to do with Nigel, mate, and get it sorted out.
Yeah. Yeah, because does that stop now, or does it... I mean, is that forever?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to write to him.
Trees up at 4, yeah, we should have some.
Yeah, but don't forget we've got to go up to Eastham
too. Oh, of course, we've got wages. I'm messing about thinking
that's
of the Scots for Eastham.
We've got time. We've got plenty of time to walk on now to go up there.
Yeah. There's none left.
Oh, hot chocolate there, mate. I've got a cash and carry. I need to go on Monday for cat food.
Yeah, I'll have to get some.
Or a couple of things from after. I might go and try some, get some yoghurts.
Some of those thick and creamy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice.
What we'll do tomorrow, yeah, is ring electricity board up and get the address that you've got to write and we'll draft a letter up.
Yeah. Lancaster Guardian.
My electric bill. I haven't resigned it yet. I better pay it.
Yeah, I can't see it being on your electric bill, though.
I mean, you normally get Yeah. Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah. Oh, Becky, look. Dad's done John's bit of welding.
How is it?
He did that this morning before I started sign writing.
John's been up, not he?
He's
sick.
Oh, was he? Right. Doggy! That is coat on, isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Look at that car, you've got yours as well.
Car proud. At least to tidy up at home.
Yeah, but maybe if you run round it new one, you would be.
Well, yeah. Although somehow I don't think I would. Just not bothered about cleaning it out. It doesn't...
Well, they're so awkward.
Yeah.
Maybe if you had one of those little rechargeable things that you didn't have to go around with leads and things faffing about, you could
zoom
around it.
Yeah.
It'd be easy, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Granddad's here, is it?
Yeah.
Is it in the other bag? Looking at your diary. I'll go up to him and I'll say, that's not Teresa's diary, it's mine. Get out.
This cat's walking downtown looking for us. I bet he will be, you know. I can't get it home. Hiya.
Hello.
That's a nice greeting.
Are you coming?
How do you eat?
I said you give up.
I
went up to Asia,
I was looking at you.
Oh, did you?
You weren't here. And then when I come back here, you weren't here again. And I had some paste in the car, but belonging to Tracy.
Some paste. So, have you had a sandwich?
No.
Oh, I thought you meant you'd... Yeah. Oh, right.
Okay. Be you.
Alright. Don't forget your clothes.
Yeah.
I think I need to clean up. Alright, hang on. Well, I just put my oranges down.
What? Did you forget your clothes off, are you?
Now you're not, we're
going. We're going. We're going up to the unit again. Pay the wages, pick Teresa up, and then out to us.
Oh. Are you taking Teresa out, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can manage them.
Yeah.
There we can.
Yeah, because it's about time she started again.
Look. I've got a new
knife. Oh,
have you? I don't know what it's seen. I thought
it.
I think he might like it.
What's that? Not that one from last night,
no,
is it?
Lone Wolf McQuaid, it's called.
Oh, right.
Bloody good, isn't it? I've been on the phone, I've got to get trees up. I've been on the phone, I've got to look at the knife. And if you like to have a look at that.
Yeah,
all right. You may have seen it, but it's a good one.
What is it?
It's the sort of thing he likes. Bang, bash, wallop, thumps.
Oh,
fighting, guns. Lone Wolf McQuaid it's called, and it's all about gun runners, a tough cop with black beard hunting them down, you know, with shotguns and whatnot.
Did you watch that last night, Gundon, on BBC Two, about that chemical plant?
No, I didn't know.
No, Neil wouldn't watch it either. Right.
Come on.
Taking them all.
Half of them are here.
That way. This way. Come on. Come on, Flower.
There today, talking to Neil. In what, he had nearly white jeans on.
Poke up, tall and thin. Hmm. Yeah. It was Paul.
It was, yeah. Standing in
the west, didn't you? Yeah. He'll have been for his interview and for his wages in Calpas today.
We've finished
him. Yeah, and we've done him.
This morning and found it back. You going with your bricks?
Yeah,
he's
on tonight, remember?
Are you coming up?
On his way.
I thought Richard was in here. What's the price to it today?
Well, he went on Monday and Richard's at college on a Monday.
Yeah. Come on. Bring your bricks. Come on.
No! If I get pulled up, I'll tell Copper to wash it. Bond's not so good.
She
spoke to her last night, but she's having to go to work.
She can't afford
to stay off. And she was going to trying to do her ironing because she said if she didn't get it done, there'd be all next week's as well to do. I said to Tracy, what's he doing all day? Sort of his
ass. Doing bloody ironing.
Yeah. Poor lass, what a shame. Rubbish. Isn't she? Perhaps see you later. Alright. Should have brought another tape. one runs out. Maybe he's feeling the heat. Mind you, I think it's quite mild.
It's not cold in the hours, well, it's a bit cold.
Yeah. Big look. Oh yeah, of course, yeah. I didn't ask Pat how Graham was going on.
But she's quite pleased.
Yeah, well, she was saying the other day he's never away from her. He's a damn nuisance. Yeah. Well, it's bound to be. He must get fed up, but he doesn't really want a job like full time. He wants to be able to, he gets fed up of it being full time after a while. No. It's a pity he couldn't stick to something like that, because I mean, ex-policemen can get jobs like that no trouble, can't they? And I mean, somewhere like Astor is a better place to work than most. No. No, I suppose in a way he's lucky, because he'd probably just be able to get a job anywhere, really, just as security. Steve cotton onto that, is that just me? You know Julie? That had Sebastian? That's that baby? I've just seen her going that way, and I've just seen Skinny Mick that she used to go out with, that she had baby to, coming this way. I thought they hated the sight of each other. She's just staying here later, would she, because of her driving. Never thought of that.
Just the two or three.
don't know, Trace, I don't know.
He's just got to run to James at the meter.
Has he?
Peter's alright.
Have you met him? Oh, Teresa, the one that Teresa said he's out, he's a bit of alright. Or is that not him? No, it must be the other one.
No, it will be. Teresa thinks alright, but I think it's alright. He's got mum
there. What's the other one called? The other. There's another one that works at down at the trailer place. Is that Gary's son? Must be Gary's son, she thinks he's okay. One's got curly, longish curly hair, it's quite broad built. Does he live in a flat on Sandylands? Yeah, quite possibly. Oh, I bet Daddy's on his way home now.
Sarah's got it quite shimmy, don't she?
Yeah. Yeah, she has. I would think so. Oh no, she used to be head stable girl, didn't she? When his wife were there. Yeah. But I would imagine that's what she wants to train trees up for, so she can just run it. And she can sort of... Well, yeah. Did he ask you about steam cleaner? He was coming in about a fortnight ago. We were just pulling away and he said to Teresa, are you still doing? And she said, yeah. He says, oh, he said, when you see your sister, will you ask her about steam cleaner? And we said, oh, she's in now. Go and see her. He didn't come in then. Oh. David off. Unless they've got loads of gear, they need loading and loading.
Do that tomorrow,
can't
they?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's Friday, isn't it? Yeah. And they said everything's going through. It's
And do you need any money to set up?
No.
Oh.
What I'm coming for, get you out. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, you're a cheeky ba-ba-ba, aren't you? Yeah, don't we know what a cheeky ba-ba-ba you are.
Go see Grandad. This way.
here? What's the matter? What are the terms 30 days, but they're not paying 30 days?
I just explained that to him. And he said he didn't know that he would get all the Sen and ring me first thing in the morning to tell me why Sen hadn't paid. He's got the invoice and everything. I said, well, you've sent us 20,000. I said, there is no VAT on it, which it should be. Deary me, he says, has he got the invoice? I said, yes. And I said, we've been having an invoice outstanding since October at £2,500. I said, you actually owe me 6,100 nod. And I said, you must realise I've a small company, and that's in one respect that I've had to send those conditions because you're failing to meet the agreed 30 days payment.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not on. I said, we couldn't survive like that. And he said, well, would you like to carry on with the contract? I said, we're too far committed now. I says to back out. I said, you know, we can't back out at this stage. And I said, but I said, if there isn't the payments of the invoice when they are sent, then, you know, you've got to look at it. So that invoice wants doing and sending and put 28 days on.
Yeah.
Had to be paid. It can't be paid by the 28th. It's, you know. But if I could have got hold of David or Andrew Smith, I was going to give Andrew Smith a right bollocking for just pushing it in, and he should have sent it to Michael Ryan. Michael Ryan's just got it shoved in front of his nose at Edinburgh. He's just gone in to see if everything's all right at Edinburgh. And of course, that's why he's had to report for that, which was fair play to him. But bloody Andrew should have told him. It's agreed, the system of stage payments. It's all written down to him.
And you've just spoken to him, have you?
I've just spoken to Michael Ryan. Michael's great.
And So he understands after he sent you this?
What?
What's going on?
Yeah, because he didn't. I said, I had to send that agreement because you're failing to meet the standard agreement. You're not paying within the 28 days or the 30 days.
Mm.
I said, I've got an invoice outstanding for October. And I said, I can't afford to do that. He said, I realise that. And he said, we won't want you to do the work. He said, because you've got a good reputation. It means, you know, that if we're not going to go bust just to get 12-month bloody work out of on a service contract, you know. But if we couldn't, if they, as they said, if they wanted that money back tomorrow, we could only give them half that money back because of what we've got.
Hmm.
You know, but we might as well just say to everybody, David, Jeff,
yeah, Dave, well, that's
ta-da.
It.
You know,
yeah.
You're sacked, the lot of you.
They've got a meeting with RFS next week.
I suppose so. I'm going to bone a thing because I think that's just a con.
Can you get hold of Andrew?
No, I've been ringing him since that come through half an hour ago. You see, I opened David to ring me before half past three, before he said something he hasn't done yet. I'd bone him to get hold of David to Andrew, and because he's at Miller Hill with Steve and Nigel.
Is it worth it?
You wonder, don't you?
It isn't, is it?
actually saying. I couldn't make an head and tail of it.
It's an engineering firm at Doncaster.
Hey, how are you?
You looked dead worried when you went out before. Thought you were going to cry.
So are you happy, really, though, that now you've spoken to him, maybe it'll be better?
Well, I hope so, yeah. Because we know he's dropping in the shit. No doubt about that.
Yeah,
only thing I need to do is when they lifted the coaches and took the axles out, is just pull my men out. So I'm certainly not holding back on bloody jobs now, they'll get charged whatever they do.
We'll have to send the extra invoice for this extra hotel.
Bingo.
Oh yeah.
Bingo. Good afternoon, it's Neil at Lancaster and Carriage and Wagon. How's my part? Okay, I'll pick them up. If I don't pick them up tonight, I'll get them first thing in the morning. Because I've got a load more coming down for you. They're on the way out from Edinburgh now. Okay? Magic. Bye.
Because what did we actually tell them in ours? That everything belonged to us.
Well, all that was said was, really, we had 28 days to pay.
Yeah.
And if they didn't pay, we banged them 28 days or...
Well, they've got that notice. Really, and it's in file. If you don't pay up at the last, we'll just
But that's what they said. The conditions of contracts that we sent, they don't agree with. So it's saying, well, really, what did we put on that they can't
agree
with?
That's different there. They've already put invoices paid 30 days.
30 days. That's what we put, 28 days.
Yeah.
The only other thing that we've put is that... Which one is it, then? That, when the contract's finished, if they don't pay up within a certain date, that we can go and take the stuff back that we've got.
Yeah.
We'll go on Friday then. Go on, Grandad. Go on, find him. Go find him.
Come give that to Richard. Come on, give it to Richard. Oh, you're up there. I think she'd have to have an extra long arm to reach up there. taken our day at all, has it?
No.
Does this mean that a retention of significant capital works out at 10%?
I don't know. I don't like this bit either. This was carried out in a much better spirit and both parties were pleased with the result.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why are they having a meeting with them next week?
Again in a bit. I'll see you later. Well, if you want to pay RFS, it's £25 an hour, then.
How much does ours work out?
£14.50. That's why they haven't gone back to him this year.
It wouldn't have been over for it if they hadn't paid up on time. I mean, it would be so bad if they'd have paid up the 4th of October.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully he's got that message. You know, then we wouldn't have had to send that if it had paid up on time.